Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for inviting me to this process. Good morning, distinguished delegates and civil society representatives. I represent the Alliance for Food Sovereignty in Africa here. The Alliance for Food Sovereignty in Africa has as its members farmers, fisher folks, pastoralists, faith-based organizations, women and youth groups, consumer associations, and out of the 50 countries, the 55 countries in Africa, we represent 50 of them. So I'm hoping to go back to these African countries and say that I have participated in the signing of the Declaration on Peasant Rights. I am going to talk about food sovereignty. I'm sure experts after experts have come to this podium and have spoken to you about food sovereignty, but I will take some angles to it. I will try to unpack this definition of food sovereignty. Food sovereignty is about culturally appropriate food. It's about food produced ecologically sound in sustainable methods. It's also about right to define their own in agricultural system. Why is it important for to be included in this declaration? What is its association with the rights of peasants? Why is it associated with culture, after all? Culture has a kind of four critical areas which connects it to food. One is spirituality, the spirituality of food. The spirituality of food is very much important for the rights of people. Because of their spirituality, peasants protect certain areas in the landscape as sacred natural sites. And these sacred natural sites are important for the production of food. And there are a lot of seeds which are important for the spiritual purpose of the local community. So spirituality is very much important for peasants and for their rights. And the second is livelihood. This talks about eating, the food that they produce for eating, and healthy foods. A lot of local communities use food to heal diseases. And it's important about diversity, the diversity on our plates, the diversity in our seats come from the livelihood practices of local communities. And it's very much important to protect these rights. And what's not separated from their spirituality and their livelihood is the language and knowledge of local people. And this constitutes also food sovereignty. Language is very much important because we name our seeds and we name our foods using language. And the naming of this language, the seeds and the processing of food is based on knowledge. It's knowledge in farming. So it's very much critical to protect this knowledge and to protect this language. And this is very critical for peasants. Governance, this is a four critical connection between culture and food. Governance, local communities govern themselves, the relationship among themselves and the relationship with their environment using their culture, cultural governance. And food is a critical element to that. So when we say that culturally appropriate food is a right to farmers, we are considering these four elements of the culture of local communities. The second is food which is healthy. What do you mean by healthy food? As we all know, because of other production systems, industrial food production systems, there is a rise of obesity, and there is a rise of non-communicable diseases. Respiratory-related disease, cancer, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes is rising in rural areas, mainly because of food and because of production systems. So protecting the rights of peasants is important for their health. food sovereignty talks about also ecologically sound and sustainable production system. Last week, I was in Rome participating in the FAO, in the second FAO agroecology meeting. And the meeting has agreed that agroecology is a way. I also work at the Stockholm Resilience Center. And as you all know, that center has produced a framework for future development, which is actually, it puts economy in the middle, which sits on the society, and the basis for all that is a biosphere. And the biosphere has boundaries. These are called planetary boundaries. The planetary boundaries, these nine planetary boundaries, include climate change, biodiversity, land use, and also the concentration of gases. Well, because of agricultural activity, we have overpassed these four boundaries, and the world whole already is in danger. When we talk about ecologically sound and sustainable means of production, we are talking about protecting the biosphere basis of our system. And peasants, as you all know, do that in a better way. So we have to protect the right for that. And food sovereignty connects also, links also producers and consumers. The linkage between producers and consumers is very much important. Again, due to the crisis that we have on health, and also a crisis that we have on the environment, including climate change. And food sovereignty is also about participation. As you all know, almost all of you have the participation of your citizens in your constitution and in your various laws. So it goes with the constitution and the laws that you have. And food sovereignty through agroecology contributes to the 13 of the Sustainable Development Goals, and also to the Paris Accord on climate change. So it goes with the international agreements and process. And by the way, food sovereignty does not talk about the autonomy of peasants in the country. Autonomy belongs to countries. We know that. But protecting the food sovereignty of peasants is also protecting the sustainability of this world, the futurity of humankind. Thank you very much.